Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Wet robe. Mm-mm. Wet robe.
Close.
That's going to be it
enough.
Right there.
Yeah.
Wet robe. All right. All minds clear. Cat dog, if you would. Wet robe.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Sister Tanya. Sister Tanya.
Uh-huh. Who's she? Who's this?
Hi, Sister Tanya. This is Brian. I'm representing the youth, and I, of course, you know, we're already having the fundraiser on Saturday, and I would like to know, are you going to be available to come out on Saturday? Because we got pretty much most of the choir. You're in the choir, correct?
Yeah. I never heard of anything about anything on Saturday, though.
Well, we got most of the choir members coming out on Saturday, and we'd like to know if you're going to be available on Saturday to come out and participate in the fundraiser for the children that's going on their vacation next year.
Oh, you said all the other choir members? I never heard anything from the other
members. Yeah, all of the choir members. We probably have about 95% of the choir members coming out.
Yeah, I'm free on Saturday.
Okay, now we're doing from 5 to 7 on Saturday. So are you available 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.? It's only 2 hours.
Yeah, what'd you say your name was?
Brian. I'm sorry. They call me Brian. Brian. They call me B.A. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Did I meet you at the church?
I just joined about 3 weeks ago, and they've already given me an assignment. So I majored in marketing in school. So they're trying to get me to take care of the children and their vacation that's coming up. So we put together some things, a great fundraiser, and, you know, the choir members have been very receptive. You're the last one for me to call, and I wanted to make sure you were on board with us.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just never heard about this, so. But,
Right. Now, are you able to bring your choir robe on Saturday?
Yeah, we singing a song. What song did you need us to sing? Did you tell the pastor about this?
No. You guys are not actually going to be singing a song. What it is that we're having a, and I'm so glad that you're ready to participate in what we're doing. So I want to, first of all, say thank you. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, okay?
All right. So what is
all
it
right.
that we
and,
got
and all
for?
Of the choir members, I'm sorry?
What is it that we need the robes for? I can bring my robe, I just...
The robes. What's going to happen is you guys aren't singing a song, but we're having a wet robe contest.
A what now?
A wet robe contest.
You talking about like a wet T-shirt contest type of thing?
Well, it's not a T-shirt, it's a robe. So you don't have a T-shirt on. What we need you to do is we need you to...
No. Not in the church.
You're talking about the whole choir,
so they're going to do a wet robe contest? You said a wet robe contest?
I heard of a wet T-shirt contest. That's not the same thing, though, right?
Well, no, it's a little bit different. What it is, you don't have a T-shirt on. You actually have your choir robe on, and you don't have anything on, underneath it. You don't wear any clothes underneath it. What we do is we're going to wet all of the ladies down, and the sexiest one that's wet with their robe on. Is going to win $500, and half of the money is going to go to the children's vacation. Hello?
You talking about a wet T-shirt contest in the church?
No, I'm talking about a wet robe contest at the church.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get in there and be naked under a
it's
robe.
Gonna be, it's going to be out. It's going to be
you're
out.
You talking about back. Being naked under a robe?
We need you to be completely naked under your robe,
you
and we're going
to
wet everybody down with a water hose, and the finest one is going to be able to win $500, and $250 of that, half of that money is going to go to the children's vacation.
Hold on. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Brian.
Brian, how long you been a member of this church? Because I don't ever remember meeting you.
Okay, I've been a member for about 3 weeks now. Like I said, since I was I majored in marketing. They actually threw me into...
No way, after 3 weeks, that they going to put you in charge of something.
I don't understand why there's a problem with you trying to pitch in and help
problem,
out the children.
Because I don't even
why
know who you are,
why
calling
can't you
me.
Help
I don't know who
the
gave
children.
You my number.
They're trying to create...
Excuse me.
You don't want to help
me.
The kids.
I want to help the kids, but I'm not going to get up there in no choir robe. I'm doing my best right now not to cuss you out because I'm a woman of God.
So you're too good to be naked under your robe. Is that what you're saying? You're too good to be naked?
Look, I don't have to explain myself, but I'm not going to be naked up in no church.
Okay, so you can't do the naked robe content. You can't do that for the kids.
I know you're not about to tell me what I can and cannot do for no kids. Now, I don't know who gave you my number, but I think you need to figure out who else to call for this, because I'm not going to be a part of this.
We called all the other choir members, and they don't have a problem with it. You're the
There's
only
no
one
way
that's got a problem.
Called all the choir members. What are their names? What other choir members did you call that would have said that they would have done something nasty?
We called Sister Bridget in the choir. Sister Bridget didn't have a problem with it.
Ain't no Sister Bridget in the choir.
Okay, how about Sister Rachel? Sister Rachel in the choir was fine with it.
Ain't no Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel wouldn't be getting naked.
Okay. Let me ask you this something.
Look. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I think you need to get off this phone.
Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir? Hello?
Yes.
Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir?
Yes, I know Sister DeVita.
Okay, so if Sister DeVita said that Sister Bridget and Sister Rachel didn't have a problem doing it, why do you have a problem doing it?
I'm not about to be naked in a church for kids.
You're not getting naked in the church. You're going to be in the back part of the church, and we're going to spray you down with a water hose on your robe.
I'm not going to be up there. This is disgusting.
Well, Thomas said you would do it. Thomas said you didn't have no problem doing it.
Who the hell is Tommy? We don't even have a Tommy at the church. You keep making up all these names.
Tommy is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's who Tommy is. Hello?
Yes.
This is Tommy, baby. This is Nephew Tommy. How you doing?
Oh, my God. That's not real.
This is not. It's not real, baby. That nobody was calling you about doing a wet robe cut. This you all right?
Woo. I was finna go off on you.
You was already going off on me. DeVita got me to prank phone call you.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get hurt. I was holding my tongue.
What you saying? You was about to cuss?
I was about to cuss you out right out.
Hey, baby, I got to ask you. You got to tell me, what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the lane?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you have it.
King
wet
Frank.
Wet robe. All right. Detroit, Michigan, Nephew coming to town. Tickets are sold out. That's right, the music hall. That is this Saturday night. Hope you got your tickets, because ain't no more. Laying in the cut, Jacksonville, Florida, November 12th and 13th. The Nephew is coming to town. That's Nephew Tommy and Friends. Laying in the cut after that on the 20th of November, Dayton, Ohio. The Nephew is coming. Never been to Dayton, Ohio, so I hope y'all ready for me, because I'm ready for y'all. I don't know if y'all ever had Stupid coming there like it's on the way, but, you know, Stupid is coming, Dayton. So get ready. You ain't seen me, I ain't seen you, but I promise you, I'm going to give you what you're looking for.
All right. Thank you, Nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.